Ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode, we explore, expand, and evolve our understanding of the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity and exponential growth. And now welcome your hosts, Dr. Jeffrey Smith and Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Because it has elements of how you maintain your truth. It's all elements of how you find your truth, how you maintain your truth, and how you tell your truth. So as you think about this topic, as you start to think in your own world, how do I create success habits? What do I do? What do I do that helps me to align? What do I do that helps me to feel good about who I am and what I'm bringing to the world and how I'm interacting with the world? How do I do that? There I am. We were trying to get Dr. Jeff in, and we had some technical difficulties and some other challenges. Unfortunately, we are not able to get him on the screen or get him in voice right now, but that's okay. We're going to carry on and carry on with this topic. So again, talking about a toolkit, talking about this truth kit, this success habits. So part of the way that we do that the structure of this toolkit is by way of building these success habits by doing things that contribute to your aliveness. And I love the word aliveness because it really speaks to all of the pieces of what we talk about regularly, with talking about joy, talking about alignment, all of those pieces. So the setting up of a success habit, the number one thing that we like to think about is what are you doing on a daily basis? How are you structuring your day? How are you structuring your time? Obviously during this particular time with the pandemic, we have a lot more ability to be flexible and a lot more ability to start kind of building habits. And I know probably some of you out there have been a little tentative because we don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know, how this is going to evolve. But I'm going to encourage you to really, really lean into this and lean into the idea of having these tools and having this daily practice that you can build as a foundation for catapulting your life forward in ways that you probably couldn't even imagine. And so now I've been talking for a few minutes, but let me say hi. Hi, everybody. My name is Jim Case, and this is Adventures in Truth Livecast. And excited to be here. Our Adventures in Truth podcast/livecast is an evolution of a desire to create a platform for people to reach into their own transformation, to be able to provide looking at all the things that we consider truths in our experience, all those things that we take for granted about who we are or who we think we are or who we've been told we are, and really expanding on that and providing some alternative viewpoints, providing some powerful alternatives to begin to look at your life in a different fashion, to begin to look at yourself as a creator, to begin to look at yourself in the truth of who you truly are. So welcome. We're so glad you're here. So glad you're a part of this, and hope that you continue to enjoy what we are providing. So let's dive in a little bit here to, we were talking about success habits and setting up those success habits. So firstly is building a life-changing daily practice. And what we're going to do here is we're going to go over some success habit guidelines. And these are loosely structured, but you'll see as we go through them that they're pretty straightforward. But the idea of the guidelines is to give you a framework, understanding how to set stuff up, how to engage with different processes or different things that you like to get involved in. There's so many different things that we can do to create a daily practice with breathing and meditation and yoga and all kinds of different meditations. We're going to talk about some of that today. But recognizing there's so many different tools and there's so many different people. So let's take a second here, a little more than a second. We're going to do a little dive into this. And I want to talk about these guidelines, these six success habit guidelines. So the first, I'm going to put them up right up here on the screen for you so that you can see them, you can read them, and you can imprint them. So regardless of how effective a specific tool has been for anyone else, it must resonate on some level with you. For example, you see a show on journaling. It looks like a powerful and very helpful tool. Everyone on the show is telling you about the amazing changes that have occurred in their lives, et cetera, et cetera. You get excited about it. You go buy a special book. You got religion. Except for a couple days in, you find you have little interest or motivation. You make yourself continue to do it because it's supposed to be such a great tool. Well, it is a great tool, but not for you. Every day that you make yourself journal, you're building resistance. Every day you make yourself journal, you're building resistance. And as resistance builds, so does your judgment. Do you see where this is going? There are parts and pieces to all of this, but the first piece here is understanding that you got to find the tools that align with where your energy is currently and where you want your energy to be. So just because tools work for other people, just because somebody finds success, it's because there's a resonating factor that happens between the two. And so that's the first important piece, is make sure that it resonates. And of course, it's great to explore, but don't waste a lot of your time and energy if you're not finding that you're getting results from that. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as well shortly. So the second step that I want to point out in this process, success habits are very specific to you. Any tool or practice that you come across has the potential to be of great benefit to you. The trick is finding out if and how it will work for you. Just because someone has gained enormous benefit from a particular tool or practice doesn't mean you will in the form that they used it. And so I want to give you a little example here. So in what I do as my daily practice has evolved and evolves continually over the course of many, many years, actually, but it evolves over the course of a year. It starts with, for me, I'll give you an example. I actually have two processes I do a day. Each takes 30, 40 minutes, maybe. And in the first process, in the morning, I'll come in, I do my breathing exercises, I get my body stimulated, I get my spine working, I get my body loose, I stretch. And then I do a very active process, a sustainable state exercise. It's an exercise of using the breath to alter my state. So I'm going to go into a meditative situation as I'm moving through this process. So I get the state shifted in the morning, and then I go right into yoga, and I do about 30 minutes of yoga. And then I sit and I do a meditation called the Medicine Buddha. And the Medicine Buddha meditation is a very powerful meditation. But the point being that this has sort of evolved for me. This is actually rather new in my process. I've started with the breathing and the stretching and did that for a long time and then started to incorporate. So the idea, again, build your practice in a form that is useful to you, in a form that stimulates your energy and stimulates your body, okay? So the next step. It's all about energy and alignment. Your energy needs are specific to you. Your alignment is specific to you. You pick the tools that resonate with your vibration, where it is currently and where it is going, as I was saying before. The purpose of your success habits is to first stabilize and then raise your vibration. Can you see how deeply personal these choices are? So if you're trying to take on something that isn't resonating, doesn't feel good for you, doesn't actually get any kind of stimulation going, it can be very defeating. It can be very, it can even be uncomfortable. And the daily practice should be something that you crave. It should be something that you desire to get into every day because of how it makes you feel, how it expands your energy, how it disconnects you from reactive stuff, where you go from shifting out of that base experience or that fear-based experience into an opportunity-based experience. So, and if you guys have questions as you're watching, or if you have a comment, I'll be checking those in just a moment, but I want to walk through these steps here before we get there. So the next step in this alignment, in this process, Your success habits will grow and change as you do. As your vibration changes, so will your energy needs. So this is really important as well. As you increase your vibration, the needs of your field, the needs of your energy grow because you want to expand into more love. You want to expand into more expansion, for that matter. But the clarity, all of those things require a level of vibration that's the point of what you're doing. So as you increase your vibration, you're going to want to look for more things that stimulate you more deeply and more powerfully and more thoroughly. So the great news is that as you build your success habits, there will be a natural ebb and flow. One habit no longer serves your vibration, and then you'll find new tools and practices that do. Something that did not work for you before may work beautifully for you now because you're now aligned vibrationally with it. So if you remember back in the first or second step, we talked about that you may be doing something that doesn't feel good, doesn't resonate, but somebody else is doing it and they're catapulting their experience to all kinds of different levels. Again, that's not a bad thing. It's just recognizing that you have to understand where your vibration is and then court those things that stimulate and raise your vibration, things you can actually reach for. And it's not a contest. You are where you are, which is just as powerful, just as clear, and just as good as everybody else is. You just have different needs. You have different experiences. You have a different history. You have different DNA. You have different vibrational energies coursing through you based on all of the things you've experienced in your life. So the energy of the tool or the practice is matching where you are now, and that's how it's supposed to work so that you can find that place of balance, that place that sets the foundation for a stabilizing effect in your vibration. So that first effect, doing these success habits, building this daily practice, sets this amazing foundation for you. So it's very difficult, and this is another piece that I don't know if everybody understands, but it's very difficult to go backwards. And I want to make this point really energy. When you focus yourself, when you raise your vibration, when you go to the place where you're attempting to increase and expand what you are yourself and the world and the universe and tapping universal knowledge, all of that is incredibly powerful and wonderful. And the thing to know about that is that once you've gotten to that vibration, it'd be hard to screw that up because it's where you're comfortable now. But part of that, in order to be there anymore, you literally would have to hurt yourself to make that happen. You'd literally have to do damage. And even then, it was iffy. You just verbal and you still kind of have vibrational. It is of no value. You're comparing apples and oranges, and they don't compare. You have your unique experience and your unique life that have brought you to where you currently are. We attract others into our experience based on our vibration. We attract others. We attract situations. We attract connections. We attract everything based on the vibration. But we all arrive there from very different paths. So just because a tool or practice someone else has used does not work for you, does not make you deficient or behind than or any other negative response. Habits are extremely personal. So again, honor that and have my morning practice and my evening practice. And to work in the flow of the energy of that, you'll make your connection to the medicine Buddha and you'll embrace that energy and it will be good. So hopefully this is making sense to you. Again, your practices need to be consistent to gain maximum benefit, but you shouldn't be rigid. So we're talking about, and that experience requires some time for integration. This is a huge thing. Integration is a major part of all of the consciousness work that we do, all of the transformational elements of our work. There is this element of needing that consistency, but not in a way, again, that you're judging yourself or abusing yourself. You can continually be inconsistency. And again, remember, we're talking about building the love energy, building the joy, uplifting and moving the vibration up and expanding the vibration, increasing the frequency of who we are. So in doing that, what you get is changes to how you think and feel. So the mind may give you a lot of garbage about, well, you missed it today, so you're a failure. You're never going to do anything. See, this is just like when you go to the gym, you don't do that either. This is just like when you go on diets, you don't do that either. That's all chatter and noise. It's all old story. It's all unnecessary. it's just noise. Again, so the more you lay in that foundation, you lay in that ability to create that solid, not solid, but stable, consistent vibration, then you build on that and you build on that and you continue to change and grow. But you're not that person that the mind wants you to believe. If you choose to buy into it, then of course you go down the rabbit hole. You're in that whole deal of judgment and craziness. Otherwise, give yourself permission, give yourself flexibility. It's the same with meditation. When you're doing meditation, it's so important to not judge the experience. Every day you make progress. Nobody sits down and gets quiet and completely quiet in the first 10 minutes of anything. You haven't practiced it. You haven't worked at it. You haven't grown through it. So give yourself permission. Grow through it. Learn about yourself. Learn about your energy. Learn about all of those things and enjoy them and enjoy the process. So again, choosing to simply put more energy into one or more of your daily habits. So if one's not feeling good, and make an adjustment, make a shift. You know, I do it all the time. Sometimes you're not feeling all of the time, so you condense and get the most impact that you can, but you're continuing to build that foundation. So if you're too rigid, you'll lose sight of the end result, and that won't serve you at all and will make you an unhappy person. So that's not a good thing. And we're back. Hi. So thanks for participating in our banners here. So those were the guidelines for building those habits of success. So anybody out there, questions at this point? No? All right.
And we'll be right back right after this message.
Question. Would you like more Adventures in Truth podcast? We've got you covered. In addition to all of the major platforms, we're on Spotify, Apple, Deezer, Stitcher, Podcast Addict. We are now going to be live streaming 2 times a week. Our live casts will take place Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or Friday afternoons at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. These will be brand new shows, and we're looking forward to your interaction. And you can do that by joining us on our Facebook page at Adventures in Truth and type in your questions, and we will answer them right there on the air with you. So we're looking forward to seeing you there, and we appreciate you so much, and thank you for enjoying and engaging with Adventures in Truth podcast.
And we're back.
So in our previous show and in our previous podcast, we have, give me a second here. I don't know if Jeff is able to get in. He seems to be there, but I don't hear him. Nope. Oh, there you go.
The mic. Hey.
There you are. Hi,
well,
everybody. There's Jeff. Say hi to Jeff.
Great presentation, Jim. I was following along with all the work you put into this and loved the step-by-step guidelines that you offered. Fantastic, useful, relevant information.
Good stuff. Glad you made it. Here we go. So we're moving on to talking about now, you know, and if there's anything you want to add, Jeff, to any of those things we were just talking about, please take a minute and do so if you want, or I'll carry on from here.
Well, I could tell that you putting the work together and the way that you described it, that it's not something you just read out of a book. I had a sense in just listening to you present the information that there's a sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes across as if, you know, you really do it. I love the caveat that, you know, you said earlier, I try to do this twice a day, and sometimes it works, you know, more often than not probably works. The times that it doesn't, you know, you appreciate what you were able to do in there and try not to get too rigid by what didn't happen or whatever. So that spoke to me a lot. That spoke to me a whole lot, actually.
Good stuff. Yeah, and that's a really significant point, because there's a trust process that I actually didn't really get too deep. I didn't actually talk to very much as far as the guidelines are concerned. And that's understanding that there is an evolution to our experience as we increase our vibration. And part of that is the ability to increase vibration has to come with a level of trust, meaning you have to, as an individual, I have to trust that, one, that I am who I think I am, meaning I'm more than this body, I'm more than this experience that I'm living, that there's something that connects me to something greater. And I appreciate and love that aspect of myself, as we talk about the observer or the higher self, whatever that is. But it, the thing that that's so important to me about that is trusting self. And it's one of the things that I think most of us lack a lot of. The reason why those daily practices are so powerful is because they continue to, one, reinforce your greatness, as it were, because you're continually looking to connect to the larger part of yourself or to the universe or to universal mind or something that's greater and more and has the ability to be more of who you are. So trust is a huge piece of that. And trusting is knowing that if you're committed to your own process, if you're committed to your own evolution, and you know, I'm laying my foundation. I'm building this strong foundation for my with this daily practice. From place, it's all an act of faith and trust. But you don't know, I don't know where it goes from here. I only know how I feel, and I only know what shows up in my world afterwards. But the trust piece is in knowing that, yeah, there are days where you get up and you go, wow, I'm just not there. Could it help me get there? Well, I'll give it a shot. I'm going to go in because I love how I feel. Then you get there and there's no energy for you there. And you go, oh, Lord. That's the place where trust comes in, because that's where judgment can leap in immediately and start to take over and start to diminish and undermine everything you've tried to create. It's not useful. So trust is another important piece. And thanks for bringing that up, because it's very valuable to building a good foundation with these success habits.
One of the things I'd like to comment on with regard to you sharing with our audience how you go about your spiritual practice and refining it, sticking with it, modifying it as you go, is that just like any exercise program, just like any diet program, there are so many. I can't remember if it was you or somebody else recently that I was dialoguing with about, you know, there's a phrase that, you know, all roads lead to Rome, or the idea that if you have a spiritual practice, you know, perhaps as long as it's not Satanism, do it, stick to your practice, but have one. I think that's the most important piece, is have one and do it to your best ability. Jim just laid out a beautiful plan for us to consider, of taking pieces from what he's sharing and you know, playing around with that in your own spiritual practice. But what I'd like just to get across is there is no right one practice, but you got to have one. That I hope we could all agree on, that if you want to get somewhere, you have to have some kind of a map. If you don't have a map and you don't have some kind of road signs and expectation that you're going somewhere, you'll go somewhere, but you'll really have no idea where you're going. And that's what Jim's trying to share with us, is that there's an intention, there's a system, there's a process, and he's sharing with us what works for him. And I've gotten to know Jim pretty well over the last 5 or 6 years or so. And, you know, I can tell you folks that he's a straight shooter, and he does practice what he preaches. There's evidence, there's fruit that comes from that. But please just don't hear that, you know, Jim's not saying do what I do. He's just sharing what works for him, and then we take from that. But I think most importantly is just the idea that you got to have something. You got to have something.
Yeah, very good point. You definitely... And even, I wouldn't say, well, yeah, God is fine, but even you'll want to have something.
Yeah.
All of us. I mean, really take a minute, everybody, and really dial into this, because I think that what's true is that we want to have that thing, whatever that is, that moment with ourselves, that time, because that's really what that time is. It's time for self. And regardless of how much time you, even if you can only give it 15 minutes, that's plenty of time to create quantum change if you use focused attention in that 15 minutes. If you have the tools set up for yourself that really get your juices flowing. You know, some people love to journal. Journaling is a way that they shift their state. It could possibly be a way of starting a foundational place. But part of the challenge with that for me with journaling is that you're telling old stories. So in a lot of times you're using the journal to dump old stories down and document them. And that sort of keeps you moving, doesn't really keep you moving forward. It kind of keeps you where you are and where you were. And so if you're going to use the journaling, use it more as a way of doing appreciation exercises. Use the writing, because some people really like to write. So use journaling as a way of listing your appreciation. Use it as a way of almost like you're writing a new story, you're writing a new book. Begin to write different things that you've dreamed about, things that you've wanted to accomplish, things you want to accomplish, things you want to experience. Start writing about those, writing about how they feel, how you feel in the experience of doing those things, even if you haven't done it yet. The reason you want to do it is because of how it will make you feel. So talk about that. That's, you know, again, 15 minutes. You can do anything for 15 minutes. But again, the key, because when you're in that space, when you're doing appreciation or when you're journaling about creating your newness, you are actually going into stillness. You're going into quiet because you're focusing your energy in the direction you want it to go. And by doing that, you've just accomplished a major cornerstone of setting your foundation.
Absolutely. And the 15 minutes each day, you know, adds up to almost 2 hours a week. And 2 hours a week after week after week, you know, there's 100 hours in a year. And maybe the next year you double that. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you've got something that really, really works for you. And what I think Jim and I have found, and I'll speak specifically for myself, is that the more you do something that is changing your life, the more you want to do it. Mm. And that just, I hope that came across really clearly. I don't know if I could say it in another way, but it builds on itself. And it's like you just have a hunger for it, and you find ways to bring more time to your practice and to your walk and your evolution, your growth. And that's an important piece to put in here, that in the beginning, it may feel like a got to or a have to, but before you know it, one day you're actually looking forward to it. And before you know it, after that, then it's like, I wait. And it's like, wow, who guessed not here from where I started?
So taking it back to basics. So we've laid a foundation here. We've talked about building the success habits, some guidelines for success, so that you idea of how to step in, realizing you don't have to do something everybody else is doing. You don't have to do it like they're doing. You don't have to do anything that doesn't resonate with you. So finding those tools that resonate with you without judgment, without needing to put yourself in a box. But let's unravel all of that for a second and go back to the babe. This is something that you brought up in a previous podcast that it still sits with me and it's such a profound thought. And that is, when we came out of the womb, we were presence and breath. That's it. And wow, what a powerful metaphor, a powerful state of being, to be in presence, breathe. That is really the foundation of meditation. Now you get to see how these layer together and why they're important. You know, meditation is a wonderful buzz, like all metaphysical words that we've been into for years. Our desire, regardless of whether it's metaphysical or spiritual or religious or whatever, that, you know, here at Adventures in Truth, is that we want to uncover and unravel the truth of what we're experiencing or what we're attempting to experience or what we're encouraging to experience.
And we'll be right back right after this message.
Ranking Mastery is offering listeners a free 60-minute training. In this training, you will learn 5 simple things to get positioned in Google for all the products and services you offer. Together, we will learn and discover key phrases customers search all the time. Go to rankingmastery.com, look for the free training button, and enter the code MYFREETRAINING. We urge you to hurry, because spots are limited, and similar trainings of this kind can easily cost thousands of dollars. Learn from the best, those who have generated over $4 million using these same exact strategies, so that your company can take advantage of the top positioning in Google without having to spend tens of thousands of dollars on Google ads or SEO agencies. Remember, your potential clients are searching Google every day for products and services just like yours, and this is your chance to claim your position on the web. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit rankingmastery.com, click the free training button. Again, that's rankingmastery.com.
And we're back.
And so when you think about meditation, if you think about it as presence and breath, to open that heart door, to open that mind.
Don't get back in that box. And I have gone through an awful lot of structured, formal, committed, all kinds of different programs and institutions and organizations, and learned a great deal. But I think I know that my learning has increased tenfold in the last year by being willing to turn my back to that and walk away from it and just know and understand God wants to show me a lot more. And I'm going to have to go find it on my own. And again, it's the knock and seek, and it's there. I can't stress enough, we have access to everything we've ever experienced, both in this life and in past lives, everything that's ever been written, everything that's ever been spoken. All of the information is available to us, but you're going to have to go find it yourself. I can't give it to you. And in a past podcast, we've been talking about how truth cannot be learned. It has to be experienced. And that's how we learn our truths, is no one can tell you what truth is. You have to learn it through your experience. And that's the kind of the genesis and the impetus behind this whole thing that we're doing in Adventures in Truth, is that you got to get out of the box and go find it for yourself. And if you could consider us truthologists, like a sociologist or an anthropologist who's getting out there and digging under the rocks and, you know, behind these and places that other people wouldn't look, we're finding some pretty neat stuff, and we love sharing that with people.
It definitely requires a commitment, because you know, the expression being in the world but not of it, being of the world will not allow you to navigate this and trust in life will evolve. That's why we're here. Part of that evolution is breaking free of the box. We're in a time period now with this pandemic that we have such an extraordinary opportunity to bust that motherfucking box wide open. Pardon my French, but it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So give yourself permission.
Your French is making me laugh, Jim.
I'm not great at French, but, you know, I can get a few words in here and there. So it all works. So we are at the point here, guys, where it's time to wrap up our amazing time together. And we thank you so much. Ask you to please share and subscribe and talk about us and share it with your friends. And, you know, we are every day striving to get the message out there to lay a foundation for people to catapult their own transformation. So please utilize our tools, utilize our service here to allow yourself to explode into way more than you've ever been. And we're going to say hi to Michael and Kathleen out there for joining. Hi guys. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. Jeff, anything you'd like to say on the way out?
No, just appreciate the opportunity to be a part of all of this. And, you know, it's a group effort for sure. We wouldn't be doing this if there weren't people paying attention, listening, participating. It's a joy and a pleasure. And truly working with you, Jim, makes it all the more so.
I'm back at you, brother. Please check out our website, www.adventuresintruth.com or adventuresintruthpodcast.com. You can check out all of our latest podcasts. We have a full library of amazing material. These new live television shows are extraordinary and an amazing opportunity that we're really loving to participate in. And we also do in-studio podcasts that are produced a little differently, but they carry the same messages, and We hope you get to check us out there. We'll be here every Wednesday, or Wednesdays at 8 a.m., Fridays at 5 p.m. Yes. Right? Did I get that right? Yeah.
5 p.m. where you are.
Well, 4 p.m. Sorry. Saturday, for Fridays, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wednesdays, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Awesome.
And we'll look forward to seeing you guys next time. Thank you for joining us here at Adventures in Truth Podcast.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. If you would like to listen to more or to explore all our offerings, visit us on the web at www.adventuresintruthpodcast.com.